Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kaum. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber fires to first and has Sisler trapped. There's the throw to Hunfield, who tags Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield takes first base on ball four. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. There goes Hunfield. The throw from O'Neill to Gerber, and Hunfield is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Barrett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barrett. Rice moves to third. Williams moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Williams moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Barrett chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. McCurdy fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on McCurdy. O'Neill goes all the way around to score. Stewart moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Elmer Jacobs now pitching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-1 in the game. Miller bunts towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. Sisler moves to second. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler tags and moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 6-0, Browns. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Krause and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-1 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Jacobs moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. Ward scores. Jacobs moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, Browns. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobs scores. Hunfield moves to second. It's 6-2, Browns. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gerber bunts in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Neill moves to second. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Neill moves to third. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. O'Rourke moves to second. It's 7-2, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Melillo moves to third. It's 8-2, Browns. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Melillo scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by O'Neill for a passed ball. Clancy moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Miller reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Rice bunts in front of the plate. Krause catches it and throws to second to double up Miller. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Williams steals second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Neal takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jacobs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah pinch hits for Elmer Jacobs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peckinpah moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Metzler moves to second. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah now playing shortstop. Bert Cole now pitching. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Falk moves to third. Kaum moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-3, Browns. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive towards short. Peckinpah reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Krause settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Krause. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gerber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Krause and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Krause reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah misplays the ball. That's an error on Peckinpah. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. 2 outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Krause and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg pinch hits for Bert Cole. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.